Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's Sunday, and I ain't gonna lie, I had a little bit of a, it wasn't even an inner dialogue. I was driving home from church with my son, and I was like, oh man, I'm almost out of time. The Mavericks football game, or basketball game's coming on soon. I'm recording later with Rob Lauder on Striking Gold, which is going to be a blast. I was like, man, I don't think I'm going to have time to get my show in, and I was really frustrated. I was like, man, do I just relax and watch basketball, or do I get this show? And I'm like, man, the draft's this week. I can't go short. I can't be comfortable. I got to put it out there. And so happy to be here with you guys. I had to kind of like will myself, which I wanted to do this. It's just, you know, I got a little bit of a basketball fever right now. So I record the game. No spoilers, please, for the Mavs, if you don't mind, whenever they do start. This is the priority. It's draft week, man. So what I wanted to do today, if you've been keeping up with the shows this week, whether you're talking about draft visits, whether you're talking about the roster setup this year or next year, whether you're talking about the priority of position that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have gone with, it is a very clear indicator. There are three prominent positions that could go first for the you know, first round selection for the 49ers. And whether you look at betting sites, which I posted all of our draft props that I bet on our Patreon and on the 49ersrush.com, those are up on there for a couple different sites. It doesn't matter. Three positions, most likely offensive line, number two, wide receiver, number three, defensive line, particularly edge. But what I wanted to do, I've done a lot of mock drafts, but what we're going to do today is we're going to do three separate, quick, three-round mock drafts, okay? And here's the stipulation. We're going to do one. Those are the only positions we're drafted, by the way. So we're going to do one three-round mock draft where we go O-line, then either wide receiver or D-line, then D-line. So those three positions in the first three rounds, but we're going to change the order each time. So one of these mock drafts, we're going O-line first. One of them, we're going wide receiver first. And one of them, we're going D-line first. Then Once we have those three mock drafts done, we're doing them all live on today's show. We're going to see which one do you guys like the most or the least. And I want to say, now I know at any time I do a poll that who do you like better out of these players? Which mock draft do you like more? Whichever one drafts the offensive line first, that's the one that always wins. I get it. But try to be a little more open-minded today instead of just voting for the offensive line. I get it. I asked a question on Twitter this morning. I just woke up and I don't know. I was feeling kind of antagonist. And so I asked, how would you feel if the 49ers do not draft an offensive lineman in the first or second round of the upcoming draft? And I said, like, you know, just responding GIFs only. And I thought, you know, I'll get a couple responses. I go to church, come back, and it's at like 250 responses. And so I'm trying to pre-therapy people because I'm not so convinced offensive line's the way to go, but maybe we'll find out today. That's kind of the goal. Let's find this out today. What's up, Swaggy J? Came in first. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Hey, Sin, how we doing, man? You guys are awesome. Logan, you watch your mouth, sir. You watch your mouth. He says, got to watch those Clippers beat the Mavericks. It's going to be entertaining. I do love playoff basketball. I really, really do. Oh, here we go. Joe, he listened to the show the other day. John, you talk too much. It's time to bring out your ukulele. I do have a guitar. I could bring the guitar on. I could jam. Maybe that's what I need to do. Matt, he says, it'll be best available at what their number one need is. Right. The way the 49ers build their roster before the draft, they try to plug every need possible. But premium positions always early. That's just the way that they do it. It's just the way they do it. Oh, Joe, appreciate you, man. He says, all caught up. Just finished listening to your Saturday show. And I apologize. I'm giving y'all way too much content. I understand. We got Patreon breakdowns over there. We got the draft book. We're doing daily shows every single day. I'm guest appearance on lots of other shows. But I know somebody out there is just itching all the time. It's draft week. You're anxious. And so I want to put out as much content as possible. And I understand not everybody's getting to it, all of them. That's okay. You pick and choose. And if we could have such a small little glimpse of your week to try to increase the fan experience on draft day, that's what's up. That's what's up. Bobo, my man. Appreciate the super chat. He said, how surprised would you be if Brandon Ayuk is dealt before the draft? I'd say... likelihood, maybe 15% he gets traded. Not so much because I think the 49ers are like, oh, Ayuk is our cornerstone. No. I don't think that there is a match in the offer for the player. I'm not sure a team would be willing to give up a top 20 pick and a third rounder in the current climate and pay Ayuk. So, you know, I'd say 15% chance he gets dealt, probably lower. But I would be shocked. How surprised would I be? I don't know. And, you know, we're doing the live show. You know, we're going to be down in outside of Temecula at the Champion Sports Bar in Marietta, California, Southern California. People come on out. Days one and day two. But there's some picks where it's like, all right, we're in Ayuk watch territory. Whenever you're at pick 15 in the first round, all the way to pick 25, it's kind of Ayuk watch. Let's just be honest. Like, that's what. Now you get past that and you pick 31, then it's like, all right, Ayuk watch is over. And I'm not taking no second round pick for this dude. So yeah, and Bobo, I'm with you right here. I don't think you'll be dealt either. But the surprise, I wouldn't be surprised because I get it. But how does this team trade top talent? DeForest Buckner deal was worked out at the combine, right? The player worked it out. That's not happening here. Why would they change how they would do things? That DeForest Buckner trade, whether right or wrong, zero drama. The player got what he wanted, and that was the thing. They let Buck go do what was right for him. That's clearly not what is happening here with Ayuk. It's clearly, it's not there. And both players, we're coming off of a Super Bowl loss. So the window of the team, whatever, building phase, it's the same. Super Bowl window, traded him after 2019. Super Bowl window after 2023. I just don't see it. The parallels mix up, right? It doesn't match. Doesn't match. So, yeah, there we go. Now, I got to get started. Let's do this. This is going to be a long show anyway, which I don't care. I'm excited to be here. So, again, three quick mock drafts, three rounds only. And we're only picking O-line, wide receiver, D-line. So if somebody falls, I don't care. We're sticking to this because I want to play out a scenario to see what you like the most. That's the idea here, right? To play these simulations to see what might be the best. Applesauce right here. He says, John, how do I see the rush crushes for this year? I didn't see it in the Google Doc. Yeah, I didn't have time to add it on there. But if you go to the clean draft book with all the graphics, that's awesome. You'll see the 10 players that I selected that I think are perfect Niners fits. And again, another thing that I think is an easy way to do is go to our spreadsheet and you just sort it by Niners fits. That's probably the best way. So I didn't actually do like rush crush this year. I was kind of up against it timeline wise. But that's okay. You could, if you read through the draft book, you can kind of tell my favorite players and the ones that aren't. But maybe I should put that out. Maybe I'll get that show out this week where I'll, you know, give them the delineation. I'll post it on the draft book and all that different stuff. So anyway, let's get started. Let's do this. We're doing three rounds, turbo speed, no trades, so no trading up, no trading back, not even playing with that. Going much more with the public big board. Positional value is very important. Draft needs, very important. That's how teams draft. Randomness, just a little bit of randomness. So let's enter the draft. And again, we are not trading up. We are just standard pat. For this exercise, we're just, look, we're going to see what's available. We're doing one draft where we draft O-line first, one where we do wide receiver first, one where we do D-line first. So first one, who's on the board?
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Let's go through those positions first, and we'll kind of filter ourselves through, okay? Wide receivers, Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy. Like, I don't think we got to go past those three. I think all three are perfect fits. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's go O-line. Let's go offensive tackles. Jordan Morgan, Tyler Guyton, Kieran Armageddon, Kingsley Suamatia. Kingsley would be the guy, in my opinion, this one. Roger Rosengarten, that would be a guy there as well. All right, let's look at interior offensive line. Zach Frazier's there. That is a possibility, even though they haven't met with one interior offensive lineman. So I think for this exercise, I might leave that off. Let's go check out defensive edge. I got to take off the interior offensive lineman. Always click too many times on here, but that's okay. We're figuring this out. Edge. Broswell, Darius Robinson, Marshawn Neyland. Those are the three. So nothing really crazy that's there. And so, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going. You know what? Let's make people happy because everybody wants offensive line. Let's get it out of the way. And my number two most likely pick in the first round is Kingsley Suamataia. So I'm going tackle, okay? So I'm going Kingsley. That's my first pick, okay? So we're going O-line here. So Kingsley's first. Now we're on the clock at pick 63. We're only going these three positions. That's it. Is that what the 49ers will do? That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to get a diagnosis / simulation that shows the 49ers going after premium positions of need with their top three picks, which I think is very, very likely. So Kingsley was our first pick, which means we're either going wide receiver or D-line here. Malachi Corley, Jermaine Burton, he's a Cowboy or a Chief. Jermaine Burton's got some off-the-field issues that have come out. He's not going to be a Niner. Devontae Walker, Javon Baker, Johnny Wilson, McMillan, Thrash, Cowan, man, Brendan Rice. I'm not liking the way these wide receivers went. Malachi Corley would probably be the pick. He's a Niners fit. Second round back end is where he should go. I could definitely see him go higher. Let's go look at defensive line. Those are the only positions we're looking at. We're not looking at value. And so, yeah, there's some issues with, you know, this process, but I think it's going to paint a good picture. All right, here we go. We're definitely going D-line. Marshawn Neyland's there. Brandon Dorlus is there. Ruka Ho-Ho-Ho is there. I think my top player is Rook, the defensive tackle, but I think edge, Marshawn Neyland is a guy, again, you know, Dane Brugler keeps saying, like, there's a chance this dude goes to the first round. Bull rush extraordinaire, loves violence, train wreck. Brandon Dorlus is probably the best 49ers fit, but this is too early for him. Rook is my favorite player at defensive tackle, but Marshawn Neyland in the second round would be ideal. So that's where I'm going. Edge, Western Michigan. I'm going Neyland right there. I'm going to type it in my notes. We got Kingsley and we got Neyland. Now we're on the clock at pick 94, and we're going wide receiver no matter what. No matter what. And it's not good. some of these names. Jamari Thrash, Jacob Cowing, Aeneas Smith, Brennan Rice. That'd be my number one out of the names. Luke McCaffrey. Ooh, it's rough, man. Dude, this wide receiver, Bub Means, who we've met with. I think it's Brennan Rice, and I don't even think it's close. He's by far. Let me pull up my charts here. Yeah, Brennan Rice. I've got a third round on him, and it's not even close. There's nobody. He's two rounds rated ahead of everybody else. So that's what we're doing. And we're going Brennan Rice. That's our three, okay? So our first mock draft, we walked away with Kingsley Suamataia, Marshawn Neyland at edge, and Brennan Rice wide receiver. That's number one. Let's see how they graded us. We got a D-, B-, D-. Yeah, I don't really care about PFS grades, but you can see their big board. They were pretty low on a lot of these players. They're not high on them. So, all right. It's not bad. And we drafted for need. We addressed huge positions. And you O-line crazy maniacs out there, you got your guy. Okay? Now, let's go back. We got two more to go. Three, we're keeping everything the same. Now we have to draft a wide receiver or a defensive lineman first. That's, oh, look at this. Don't even have to scroll down. I understand things got crazy. Adonai Mitchell is there. I think we're setting this up. Troy Franklin's there. There's a lot of guys there. D-side Chops there. So, man, I'll let you guys decide. You're sitting on the clock. You're at 31. You have one of two choices. Chop Robinson, the speed rusher out of Pitt State, or A.D. Mitchell. You got to go A.D. Mitchell. I don't think that he'll last that long. I love A.D. Mitchell, so I'm doing it. A.D. Mitchell. That's what we're doing. So this is our wide receiver first draft. Maybe you got to trade up a little bit, whatever. Now we're on the clock at round two. Let's see what's available offensive tackle-wise. And again, every simulator's got their issues. Brandon Coleman, the offensive tackle from TCU, is a legitimate option day two at the tackle guard position. I'm telling you, this dude is a fit. I'm telling you, he goes to school with John Lynch's daughter. I'm telling you, the Niners are high on this kid. Brandon Coleman out of TCU. Blake Fisher's there. Caden Wallace a little later. Christian Jones a little later. Walter Rouse a little later. So if you are forcing me to take a tackle, man, would I take Brandon Coleman over Blake Fisher? No, I've got Blake Fisher a lot higher. Well, one round, they're pretty close to me actually, but I would take Blake Fisher here. I'm not sure that's what I want to do. Let's go look at D-line. I think D-line might be the play actually. Let's see here. Get both D tackles. Oh, Chris Broswell's there. That's I think we're done. We're going Chris Broswell. I think, again, another one of those guys that could very likely go in the top 40 picks. It is just a Niners fit. So I'm going edge. I don't like Alabama players. Y'all know that. But he is a clean prospect with clean tape, clean evaluation. Chris Broswell, number two, or second round pick. We've got our edge. Okay, I like that pick a lot, actually. So now we're in the third round. We got to go O-line. Let's see what tackles are there. OT. Oh, look at this. Not the best. We got Matt Goncalves. We got Isaiah Adams, Caden Wallace, Christian Jones. Who's my number one guy? I'm pretty sure it's Christian Jones. Yeah, by a lot, actually. Christian Jones would be my one, then Goncalves, then Javon Foster, then Rouse. So with our third round pick, I'm taking Christian Jones out of Texas. Hook him, baby. Man, that's two Texas players. I don't like that. I do like that, but he's the number one player on my board by a full round at this position. Actually, let's look at, if I don't take tackle, this exercise doesn't work. And I think Christian Jones will be gone by then, so I'm taking him. I know, I'm a homer. I know. Christian Jones. So our second mock draft comes out with A.D. Mitchell, Chris Broswell, and then Christian Jones.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let's see how PFF rated us here. We got an A minus for AD Mitchell. We got a B for Broswell. We got an F for Jones. So, you know, much better first, second round grades, much worse third round grade. Now, guess what? That's right, baby. It's time for number three. Then we're going to argue. I like arguing sometimes. Today is an argument day. All right, we're starting the draft. We're going down to pick 31, and we're taking a defensive line no matter what. Okay, it could be a tackle. We're going to stick with edge because we've only drafted wide receivers, OTs, and edges. So I want to get as much comparable, close, whatever evaluation as we can. Let's see the edges that are available. Jonah Ellis, Broswell, Neyland. Our guy's gone. Did somebody? Yeah, Darius Robinson went 29 overall. So this draft, I don't like it. We've already taken Broswell and Neyland in the second round of our other ones. Jonah Ellis, isn't it? I hate this already. Gabriel Murphy would be my highest. Dang it. I think I'm going to start over. Because, man, we've lost. Even Adisa Isaac's gone. Oh, this one's rough. I'm leaving it. I know, but I want to have a good argument and set this up the correct way. I really, really do. So I'm sorry. I'm cheating. I know. I'm a jerk. But I want this to be a somewhat decent conversation. I don't want to delete a third of it just because PFF did their thing. Let's see here. All right, here we go. And maybe that could happen. All right, this is a better option. There we go. Adisa Isaac and Darius Robinson are there. But I'm telling you, Darius Robinson is probably going to be the pick. So I'm going Darius Robinson right there. I think this is going to give us the best look. Darius Robinson in the first round. Now we're on the clock at two. So we've got to look at wide receiver and offensive tackles only. Let's go OT. Here we go. Coleman, Blake Fisher, Goncalves, Caden Wallace, Christian Jones. Man, I think Blake Fisher, that might be a good fit. But we have never taken a wide receiver in the second round. So let's just go take a pick. Malachi Corley. Yeah, there's no Jalen McMillan. I don't like that in the second round. Brendan Rice is there. I don't know. I'll ask you guys. Malachi Corley or Blake Fisher? Malachi Corley, the wide receiver, you know, Western Kentucky. Tackle breaking machine. That's all that he does. Routes are gross, but damn good player. What do you guys think there? Let's see here. Fisher, Kamara. Josh says I'm a D-Rob fanboy. I like that. Applesauce. John, cheating is a helpful indicator. Why cheat? Why do you hate it? Might give you insight into what you want. Well, the problem was it just wouldn't overlap, even if just because we have the second round picks at edge already in Broswell and Neyland, and I would have taken one of those two in the first round. It would have thrown out a third of the sample size. And maybe the Niners are in that situation. If they do, I think they stay away from D end. But we already had an O-line first draft. We already had a wide receiver first draft. It just didn't fall that way. We've got Fisher. We've got Fisher. We're going Fisher. Blake Fisher, tackle, Notre Dame. He's right tackle extraordinaire, probably for his whole career, to be honest with you. But young, upside, which means in the third round, we've got to go wide receiver. We've got to go wide receiver. We haven't drafted two of the same players. I'm not going to start now. And wide receivers are rough. Jamari Thrash, Jacob Cowing, Brendan Rice is there. I don't want to take him again. Luke McCaffrey, Cornelius Johnson. Man, who's my top-rated player on my list? Let's see here. I think it's going to be Jalen McMillan. Probably Devontae Walker's gone, right? Yeah, McMillan is by far my highest rated player. Oh, is he not on there? He's not even on there. Yikes. This is rough, guys. Luke McCaffrey. Who else I got? Corlin, Jalen McMillan. Who's next? Javon Baker, Malik Washington. Is Malik on there? Golly. Jacob Cowing. Jacob Cowing would be the guy. I'm just making sure I'm not missing anybody. I don't think I am. God, that's rough. I don't like it. I don't want to take Brendan Rice twice. Jacob Cowing, he's my next guy. So that's where we're going. So now we've got our three, okay? So let's play this out. Let's see what our rankings are, our grades are from PFF. Not good again. D minus, B minus on Blake Fisher, D on Jacob Cowling. Ah, not great, not great. All right, so let's play with this and let's talk. And so I'm going to outline the three different mock drafts we got just by addressing these three positions. O-line, offensive tackle, wide receiver, edge. Okay? Here's number one. Kingsley Suamatia, Marshawn Kneeland, Brennan Rice. That's our very first mock draft. That's going OT first. Second mock draft going wide receiver first. A.D. Mitchell, Chris Broswell, Christian Jones. Ooh. Number three, Darius Robinson, Blake Fisher, Jacob Cowing. So I want you to let me know in the chat which one's your favorite. And you can just put the first player's name on there, or you could say one, two, or three, right? The Kingsley mock, Kingsley Kneeland, Brandon Rice. The A.D. Mitchell mock, A.D. Mitchell, Broswell, Christian Jones. Or the Darius Robinson one. Darius Robinson, Blake Fisher, Jacob Cowing. And as those come in, real quick, if you want to know where I stand on all these guys and the write-ups and the big board and all that stuff, our draft book is out, and it is right there available for everybody. The 49ers Rush 2024 NFL Draft Book is here. 205 prospects completely broken down with combine results, film tape review, background, GPA, major, stats, PFF scores, trait ranks, not one but two play style comps for every one, including how they fit on the 49ers and where they will be drafted. Now, if we have it in book format. If you want the raw data and you want to add in your own scouting notes, we have those things as well. So we got PDF, we've got Google Sheets, we've got Google Docs, we've got a war room style big board where you can see all of the players ranked vertically and horizontally based on round. You want to see who can play center. We've denoted that amongst the interior offensive linemen. You want to know which corners can play nickel. We have that as well, all the way down to undrafted free agent status. And if that's not enough, we ranked every single prospect 1 through 205. So you can figure out who the value is when the 49ers select. And we even put together this customizable chart. So if you want to look at, hey, who has the best 49ers fit on a scale of 1 to 10? You could sort it that way. You want to look at who the 49ers have met with. Easy to sort it there as well. Lots of customizable charts that you can create and adapt to however you want them. All you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. As soon as you sign up, you get access to all this and more. Hopefully you guys enjoy, and this will increase your 49ers draft experience for this year. All right, let's do this. Let's tally some votes. Let's create some conversation. Go through them one more time, just so it's fresh on your mind exactly which one we're talking about. Kingsley, Kneeland, Brandon Rice, that's number one. Number two, A.D. Mitchell, Broswell Jones, that's number two. And then Darius Robinson, Blake Fisher, Jake Cowling. All right, so let's see here. We got the Kingsley one. All right, we got the third draft. All right, I'm tallying these votes. We got a vote for number two. We got mock one. We got one. We got Jones. Oh, dang it. It's doing it all weird. There we go. One, two, three. There we go. Scrolling down through these. We got number three. Man, this is going to be pretty even. The Rice one. That's the first one. Mock one. There we go. A lot of people high on Kingsley. I just don't see it. Says Josh. Three. Only because Darius Robinson will play right away. There we go. And that's the one Josh votes for. Niners need to go O-line in the first round. So that's the Kingsley one. Let's see here. Boop, 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 boop. Keep going through these. Ian Rappaport is predicting OT for the Niners in round one, so you know they won't. Ian Rappaport's pretty good. He's pretty good. Like, I think that he's good at his job. Has he had a pulse on what the Niners do with really anything? Not in particularly, no. And I don't think that the Niners are against going OT early. I think the Niners are against going with the number eight offensive tackle early. That's just me. Let's see here. So I think that's where we're at. Kingsley, best option. There's Hugo. So, yeah, I wasn't even close as far as voting goes. We had, I think, like 8 to 9 live votes for Kingsley, Nyland, and Brennan Rice. We had 4 for Darius Robinson, Blake Fisher, Jacob Cowan, and we had 3 for A.D. Mitchell, Broswell, Christian Jones. Now, what's crazy to me, if we're talking best, only one player that we've drafted out of these 9 guys has a first-round grade for me. That's A.D. Mitchell. That's A.D. Mitchell. He's the only first-round graded player we got out of these 9 players. So the whole best player available room, if that's where you are, you should have voted for A.D. Mitchell. He is clearly the top. Like, man, let me look at just my big board with where all these guys are, because A.D. Mitchell, he's 22 on my big board, right? I keep going. Suamatia is 31. Broswell's 33. So the highest ranked first pick was A.D. Mitchell. The highest ranked second pick out of all these guys was Chris Broswell. They're in the same draft. They got the fewest votes. Now, Christian Jones, a little bit of a tail off there. But, man, if we're talking best player available, if we walked out of the draft with A.D. Mitchell, my 22nd player, Chris Broswell, my 33rd player, whew, we cook it. We cook it. But it got the least amount of votes. So let's pause. Y'all tell me why do you not like the A.D. Mitchell, Chris Broswell, and Christian Jones tandem? Because it's by far the best players in this draft. It's not even comparable. I have both Mitchell and Broswell ranked ahead of Darius Robinson. Both of them. So somebody tell me, why is A.D. Mitchell, Chris Broswell, and Christian Jones not the favorite? It should be. I think it should be. I want to know what you guys got to say there, because this is interesting. And this is why I wanted to do it, because I knew you, and I love you guys and gals. I knew you'd go O-line no matter who it was. No matter who it was. Now, Kingsley and Nyland, that's a pretty good one too. I'm not mad about that. But it's not the best players in this draft. It's not the best players in these 3 simulations. Appreciate you, Slick. You're the man. You are the man. Let's see here. Oh, what's up, Jimmy? How we doing? Showing up on Twitch. Another amazing hat, Mr. Chabot. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, this is the draft hat. I got the green and the red. I'm rocking the blue today, so I thought the gray went with it. You know, my Mavs, it's what it is. Josh says, you know, I'm not high on Broswell. Weird feeling for me. It's Alabama. It's all about weird feelings. I get you. And not just that I hate Alabama, but, like, there's stress between the Saban regime and the Shanahan regime. Like, they don't even talk to each other. Which I thought was one of the funniest bits ever was when Saban retired, who's one of the best coaches ever. I get it. I don't like him. But when John Lynch talked for like 2 minutes about how great Saban is and how they're friends, I was rolling. Because if you go back to McCorkle Jones's pro day, they didn't even say a word to each other. They literally walked by each other stone cold, refused to shake hands, refused to acknowledge their presence. But, you know, John Lynch, the politician, he's got to do what he does, and he gets up there, and, you know, it's what it is. But anyway, I don't even know how I got there. But right here, Invader. Invader and me almost agree too much. He says, Mitchell and Broswell for the win. Yeah, if you told me we're walking out of this draft with A.D. Mitchell and Chris Broswell, oh, I don't even care what happens the rest of the time. That, like, I would not be mad if the 49ers selected Chris Broswell with their first-round pick. I wouldn't be upset. He's my number 33 player. I think he's clean evaluation. I really like him. But you add on A.D. Mitchell, you're getting a first- and a second-round player. Ah, Dan, I'm not high on Broswell, to be honest. He's kind of a tweener, not explosive as an edge, not big or strong enough to play inside. Let's go to my write-up on him. Because, man, I freaking... 6'3", 251. He's small. 10-inch hands. He got big old hands. 159, 10 split. That's good. 22 years old, burst in instincts. Can play edge or off the ball. Yeah, he's that 3-4 type look. High effort player. Makes a lot of plays after being blocked. Backed up and rotated with Dallas Turner this year at Alabama. Burst is incredible after he diagnoses plays in the run game. One of the best pursuit players in this draft, regardless of position, is Chris Boswell, edge Alabama, linebacker instincts, and an edge player. Ideal edge versus mobile quarterbacks. He shuts them down. Better when run plays are against him instead of at him. That's to your point, Dan. Didn't play his freshman year. But, man, you talk about he had 13 sacks. Like, in the SEC, he had 10 quarterback hits, 33 hurries. Production off the charts, man. 85.1 true pass rush win rate. First step 9, flexibility 7, hand speed 7, run stopping 7.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's a fun player. Joseph Osai, I've got a second. He's a Niners fit. Like, he fits. He fits. Now, it's weird that he plays the same position as Darius Robinson or even Marshawn Nealon, because, again, those guys are on the bigger side of the edge. This dude's on the smaller side. So you're kind of measuring the extremes. But, man, he's a clean player. And somebody that's way smarter than me, Johnny Dell, he loves him. Yeah, right here in Vader. Broswell's a GTFO guy. Yeah, you hear Chris Kocurek talk about that. Get off speed. Kocurek's going to love Chris Broswell. Like, I guarantee you that. Yeah. We'll see. Right here, Broswell's 250. If you want a 250 linebacker to set the edge, just get Kamara round 3. That's fair. I like Kamara. I'm not out on Kamara. But I think Broswell's somebody, like, here's the difference. Where do I have Kamara? I've got him the first in the 5th round. Let's see. 4th round. Sorry. 4th round. I'm looking at my big board. Here's my issue. You're talking about somebody at Colorado State. I love Kamara. But going from Colorado State to the NFC West, now you're talking more projection. Yeah, the traits are there. Yeah, the effort's there. The production's there. But you got to talk about, like, the level of competition. Chris Broswell, you don't have to do that. This dude's in the SEC putting up crazy numbers. It just removes so much of the what if, in my opinion. And so, I don't know. Oh, what's up? We got George. 49ers George 365, the freaking man. Dude, you are the man. He says it's about time, cigar time. Let's advance this week. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, brother. Dude, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Kamara's a monster. I love Kamara. The value is there for sure, and I do like that. Right here, Rice standing on the podium with anything other than that draft cap on. There we go, man. Excited about that. So, I don't know. Big guys beat up little guys. Brock Purdy says, what's up? You know, like, I get it. He's not a lineman. But we don't go after the biggest defensive tackles. Like, whatever Balky was here, we did. And maybe you could put Kinlaw in that category, too. But, man, you look at, you know, Kevin Givens, Maurice Hurst. Like, you go after these guys that aren't necessarily the biggest guys. Drake Jackson, Robert Beal Jr. Like, that hasn't really been the MO of this front office. It really hasn't. So, yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting look. Because if I'm looking at this, I'm taking A.D. Mitchell, Chris Boswell, Christian Jones, and it's not close. Because let me put it this perspective. Maybe this, I don't think this is changing anybody's opinion, but Kingsley, right? Okay, the first mock draft, second round pick. Marshawn Nealon, third round value for me. Brendan Rice, third round value. So you're getting a second rounder, third rounder, third rounder. The Darius Robinson, second round pick. Blake Fisher, second round pick. Jacob Cowing, I think I have a fourth or a fifth. Is he fourth? Boop, 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 boop. I have fifth round. So second round, fifth round. Now you go to the A.D. Mitchell one. A.D. Mitchell, first round grade. Chris Boswell, second round grade. Christian Jones, fourth round grade. That fits. It doesn't actually fit because the Niners are picking 31. I only got 24 first round grades. Right here, Dan, he says, I think we would have gone with Dorless over Nealon. More versatility, that is true. Dude, Marshawn Nealon, guys, I don't disagree with you as far as like fit. The 49ers met with both of them. Marshawn Nealon, 6'3", 267, long arms, crazy long arms. Not as fast as Boswell at all. 23 years old, rugged and physical. Power, control. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, he is a bully type player. So if you're wanting to stick with that bully, set the tone mindset, Marshawn Nealon is him. Nobody's as, what was the controlled car wreck? He's like a controlled, I think that was Bruce's quote. Like, he's just blows stuff up. Bull rush. Every play is the same. You've seen one play, you've seen them all. He just runs in there and just wrecks havoc. That's what he is. Bully. But six sacks. Not that that's bad, but you're talking about a guy who had six sacks at Western Michigan versus somebody that had 13 sacks in the SEC. Now, you brought up Dorless, who I think is a very, very real possibility that the Niners draft. 6'3", 283 is huge. Oregon met with the Niners, 23 years old, powerful, versatile disruptor, tweener, not sure where he fits. Yeah, defensive tackle edge, don't know. Flashes off tape, speed and size, moves well in space, played a lot of inside snaps, just is able to clear alignment with ease with his hands and hips. That was one of the things. I thought his hips were really good at like clearing. So like once you beat an offensive lineman, like this is where Jake Brendel makes his money. He gets beat every play. But he stays on the hip, and he doesn't let linemen clear, so he just lets Brock Purdy sidestep, right? So that's why Jake Brendel's giving up all these damn pressures, but not sacks, because he's just nagging on the shoulder all the time. Brandon Dorless, he's the antithesis to a Jake Brendel. Dorless will beat Brendel, but he clears the linemen consistently well. He stacks them. And so he doesn't allow the linemen to get this makeup, whatever. And so he's fun. 57 games played at Oregon. Love it. But four sacks. Four. You could add up all of Marshawn Nealon's and Brandon Dorless's sacks, and you're still not there with Chris Boswell. Still not there. He beat him by himself. I don't know. Right here. That whole level of competition, SEC versus Pac-10 argument, could be made for J.C. Latham. I'm asking for a friend. Yeah, I think so. What's up, Tara? Always good to see you, man. Such a cool time hanging out multiple times this year, you and the wifey. Just two of the coolest people I've ever met, man. But yeah, J.C. Latham's a real deal. I have him ahead of Fontenot. Fontenot's ceiling's higher, but J.C. Latham, man, that's just a big old man. Just a big old dude. Right here, Dan, I definitely have Boswell over Nealon, but I wouldn't be shocked if Nealon goes higher. I want as few question marks as possible. SEC gets rid of a lot of question marks. And I'm not saying just draft SEC players. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying SEC versus Western Michigan, yeesh. SEC versus Oregon, not as much, but still. Yeah, right here. Tyler says, you know, Jonnie Newton or the DTs from Texas. I'm with you there. I wish we could get one. I doubt they're going to be available there. But I don't know. Hopefully this was fun. Maybe it added a little extra context to bracket the conversation of like positional value. Man, if you told me right now, just delete everything. John Chapman, the 49ers could walk out of the draft with A.D. Mitchell, Chris Boswell, and Christian Jones. Sign me up, right? Like, I don't need to see the draft play out. Like, I want to. It's going to be fun. But you told me we're getting that? Home run, man. That is a home run. Now, let's play it this way. You tell me, John Chapman, take it or leave it right now. The 49ers walk out with Kingsley Suamatia, Marshawn Nealon, and Brandon Rice. You want to let it play out, or you just want to take that? I'm going to let it play out. I'm going to let it play out. It's not bad. I would not be upset if we got that. If that was our haul, that's a good draft. But, it's kind of, I don't know. It's not a home run. I don't think it's a triple. It's down the fairway. The Nealon, I like the Nealon in the second round. That's my favorite part about that. But man, you A.D. Mitchell, Chris Boswell, and Chris Jones? Ooh. Yeah, I'm taking that, man. Now, Darius Robinson, Blake Fisher, Jacob Callen, no. And that's probably the most likely, but I'm telling you right now, no. I am not taking that. Roll it again. I crapped out on that one. Like, roll it again. So, like, this idea of... And so, most of you guys voted for Kingsley, Nealon, and Brandon Rice. So, my question to you is, if you could sign up for that right now and not play out the draft to see if you get something better, you're happy with that? I don't think you are. I don't know. We'll have to see how this plays out. But again, you tell me A.D. Mitchell, Boswell, and Christian Jones, sign me up right now. And I get it. It's a wide receiver early. It's a defensive end in the second round. And you're getting a low ceiling offensive tackle, Christian Jones in the third. I get it. I'd take that over Jordan Morgan in the first. Same damn player. Same dang player. Same ones. I don't know. This was fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to go watch my Mavs. Y'all are the best. Glad I got a show out. Check out Striking Gold with Rob Lauder. We're recording tonight, but it'll probably show up on your podcast feeds tomorrow. And remember, days one and day two of the draft, we're going to be right here. So if you're not coming out to Temecula at the Champion Sports Bar, then make sure you tune in to us on here. We're going to have fun. Ant from 49ers Cutback, Charles, me, giveaways, trivia. It's going to be a blast. Till next time. Appreciate y'all. Stay strong, faithful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.